Welcome to everyone's favorite game show, Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
On tonight's Battle of the Podcast All-Stars, welcome Joe Royland from the Sit and Spin Videocast. We welcome Randy Hall from That Dandy Classic Music Hour. And we welcome Craig Smith from the Pods and Sods Network. I'm your announcer, Ken Pardo. Now please welcome our host, Eric Miller.
So welcome to the Battle of the Podcast All-Stars Jeopardy. This is our third game. Thanks again to BJ and Ken for the lovely opening. We're going to be playing today. We'll meet our players in a moment. We're going to be playing by Jeopardy rules. We're going to have two game boards and one final Jeopardy question. We don't have double Jeopardy scoring per se because I was just too lazy to make a second template. So we'll be playing with the same dollar amounts on each board, first and second rounds. To buzz in, gentlemen, simply type the word me into the chat room and wait for me to call on you. That way, you know, we can determine who buzzed in first and keep it flowing. Remember, if you buzz in and you give a correct answer, you do lose points. So only buzz in when you know the answer to the question or if you are willingly trying to lose points. Please phrase the answers in the form of a question. So, for instance, if I were to say most annoying pop star, you would say, who is Adam Levine? There are two audio daily doubles on each board. You can wager a maximum of the highest clue on the board, which is 700, or as much as you've accumulated in that particular game. And BJ, the lovely BJ, Vanna Kahuna, will be keeping score, so he'll provide your score as we get to each audio daily double. For audio daily doubles, please wait for the music to play completely before answering, because we can't really edit that. So, like I said, BJ will give you the score when we get to that point. For Final Jeopardy, you'll send me your wagers first. We'll give you the category, send me your wagers first. And then I'll give you the question, then you send me the answers in the private IM chat. And I can explain that once we get to it. And we also have lovely music courtesy of Mr. Ryan McKay when we get to the final Jeopardy round. So let's meet our players. First up, we have Mr. Joe Royland. This is Joe Royland. He says, life's no cherry, but a cupcake for the meek while he wears his lampshade crown of thorns. But more importantly, he hosts Sit and Spin. Joe, can you tell us about Sit and Spin?
Sit and Spin's a little show that's more like a video cast that I do on Facebook, soon to be on YouTube. I've been in the process of uploading all my episodes there, too. Basically, I do reviews of new stuff. Sometimes it's old stuff or reissued stuff. I'm all over the map with my taste of what I like. And I kind of just went that route because I wanted to do a podcast, but just couldn't seem to get it off the ground with people I wanted to do it with.
Nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is Randy Hall. He once jumped naked into Lake Minnetonka, but more importantly, he co-hosts That Dandy Classic Music Hour. Randy, tell us about That Dandy Classic Music Hour.
Well, we got started back in the spring of this year, me and my co-host, Handsome Dan Menard. And as you can probably tell by the title, we like to talk about classic music. We're all over the place. I mean, we'll talk about Run DMC one episode, and then Guns N' Roses another. I mean, if it's good, we'll talk about it, and we'll enjoy ourselves. And I'm a big fan of Pods and Sods.
Nice. So
let me
Thank
get
you.
That out there.
Thank you. Speaking of which, this is Mr. Craig Smith. He once opened for Debbie Gibson, but more importantly, he co-hosts Pods and Sods. Craig, tell us about Pods and Sods.
I don't mind not knowing what I'm headed for.
A podcast for the musically obsessed. And we cover many different genres. And there are now more interviews and lots of side podcasts. It's going to be a good thing through the coming year. And I must say that I'm a fan of both of these guys. So very honored to be going up against them, so to say.
Excellent. Checks in the mail, Craig. Thank you.
Thank you.
So in order to pick who goes first, we're going to do sort of who gets to select the first category. We're going to do the closest without going over. So this is the question, and I'll ask you guys your number. So the total number of videos MTV played on its very first day. How many would that be, Joe?
53.
Randy, your guess?
I think it's probably less than we think. I'm going to say 30.
30. Craig, your guess?
I'm going to say 70.
70. The correct answer is 208. So
goodness gracious.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that high.
So Craig gets control of the board. So
that is crazy. Wow. What is it now, like 10?
Less.
Not even. Our categories. People that hang out with musicians. So I'm going to give you the band. You give me the drummer's name. 80s music videos, Hall & Oates lyrics, pop divas, power ballads, and prog puri. Craig, since you won, you get control of the board. First question.
I'd like to take Hall & Oates lyrics for 200, please.
Easy, ready, willing, overtime. Craig.
What is I can't go for that, no can do.
Oh, my God. Correct.
Craig, next category.
Like to keep going with Hall & Oates lyrics for 300.
My friends wonder why I call you all the time. What can I say? Craig.
Smith.
What is Kiss on My List?
Correct. Craig.
Keep going. Hall & Oates lyrics for 400.
I see you, you see me, watching you blowing lines when you're making a scene. Craig.
What is Private Eyes?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. Craig. I should start paying attention to what he's saying.
I didn't know I was such a Hall & Oates fan, but let's keep going for 500, please.
You can rely on the old man's money. Randy.
I have to say this in the form of a question, right?
Please.
Okay. What is You're a Rich Girl? Rich Girl.
Correct.
I want to make sure I didn't biff that.
Randy, next category.
Give me Pop Divas for 200.
Pop Divas for 2. Your Love is King. Randy.
Who is Sade?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Power Ballads for 200.
This hit from Night Ranger reached number 5 and was featured in the film Boogie Nights. Randy.
What is Sister Christian?
Correct.
Give me Power Ballads for 300, Eric.
This politically themed power ballad reached top 10 in more than 14 countries for the Scorpions in 1991. Craig.
What is Winds of Change?
Correct. Craig, next category.
Let's go with 80s music videos for 200.
This professional wrestling manager portrayed Cyndi Lauper's father in Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Joe.
Who is Captain Lou Albano?
Correct. Joe, next category.
Let's continue with the 80s music videos for 300.
Great. Actress who portrayed Starship's Sarah. Nobody?
No.
I know what, I can't remember her name, so I'm not chiming in.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Oh, really?
I think it was Joe. Next category.
Let's see. Power Ballads for 400.
Power Ballads for 4. This song reached number 1 in 1989 for Marta Marrero, better known as Martika. Randy.
What is Toy Soldiers?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
All right. Let's go with Power Ballads for 500.
This ballad, the second single from Poison's Flesh and Blood, reached number 4 in 1990. Randy.
What is... Oh, crap. Something to Believe In. What is Something to Believe In?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Power Ballads for 600. Uh-oh.
So this is an audio daily double. Randy, you can wager. You have 1,800. What is your wager? I'm going to play you the song. You tell me the artist and the song.
Do I have to tell you my wager first?
Yeah, Randy, what's your wager?
Oh, okay. I'll go 600.
All right, for $600.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Randy, your answer?
Cinderella, don't know what you got till it's gone.
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Let's do Pop Divas for 300.
Pop Divas for three. Looking for a new love. Craig.
Who is Jody Watley?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's go with 80s music videos for 400.
This Madonna video paid tribute to Marilyn Monroe from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Randy.
What is Vogue?
No. Oh, no, Randy. I'm sorry. Oh.
Dag nabbit.
Craig.
What is Material Girl?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's do Prague Paris for 200.
Prague Paris for two. This English Prague-leaning band released 25 studio albums, including 1972's Argus. Craig.
Who is Wishbone Ash?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
I'll take music videos for 600.
This Chicago video features a mechanic, Peter Cetera, relentlessly pursuing a female customer. Anybody?
No.
Don't know that one.
Stay the Night. So, Craig, next category.
Let's go with 80s music videos for 500.
This 1983 video features Ronald Reagan and Konstantin Chernenko in a dusty hand-to-hand combat pit. Craig.
What is Two Tribes?
Correct.
Wow, I missed that one.
Next category, Craig.
Let's do Hall & Oates lyrics for 600.
Twist and Shout, My Way Out, and Wrap Yourself Around Me.
I really got to listen to these guys.
For me, it's just hard hearing them out of context of the music.
Yeah.
Nobody?
No.
That is You Make My Dreams Come True.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, it's obvious now that you say it.
Next category, Craig, I believe.
Let's do Hall & Oates lyrics for 700.
Shake It Up is All That We Know.
Oh, damn it.
Joe.
Hold on a second. What is Out of Touch?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Nicely done.
The only one I know.
Well done, Joe. Joe, next category.
Let's go Power Ballads for 700.
Power Ballads for 700. The ballad from their 1986 breakthrough, To Hell with the Devil, this would be the biggest hit for Stryper, reaching number 23. Craig.
What is Free?
No. Oh, no. Craig, I'm so sorry. Ouch.
I got to get up on my Stryper knowledge. I don't know.
Joe.
What is Honestly?
Correct. Joe killing it with the two $700 answers in a row.
Yeah. Well, let's try three for three. Let's go back to 80s music videos for 700.
Actor Elijah Wood's first acting job was on this Paula Abdul video. Joe.
What is Straight Up?
No.
Damn,
Joe.
I lost it.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Craig.
You win some, please.
What is... Oh, God damn it. Rush, Rush.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to guess. I'm good. Okay.
Don't.
Oh. The correct answer was Forever Your Girl.
Yeah, I did not want to guess.
Joe, next category.
Let's go Prague Paris for 300.
Prague Paris for three. 21st Century Schizoid Man kicked off this 1969 debut album. Joe.
What is in the Court of the Crimson King?
Correct. Next category, Joe.
Oh, whatnot. Prague Paris for 400.
The first Genesis album to feature the classic lineup of Gabriel Banks, Rutherford Collins, and Hackett. Nobody? What is Nursery Crime? Joe, next category.
Well, let's see. Let's try People Who Hang Out with Musicians for 200.
Spinal Tap.
Oh, like their drummer?
Joe.
Their current drummer or any of them? who is Peter Stubby Joe Blanks? Okay. I'm gone.
I will accept that.
Okay. Also would
have accepted any other name, human or otherwise. Joe, next category.
Progpourri for 500.
Progpourri for 5. This early British prog band was formed by brothers Ray, Phil, and Derek. Nobody. Who was Gentle Giant? Joe, next category.
I'll stick with Progpourri for 600.
Progpourri for 6. The longtime album artist for Rush.
I know where I'm weak here.
Hugh Syme is his name. Hugh Syme.
Let's round up Progpourri for 700.
In 1975, Sid Barrett visited Pink Floyd in the studio while they were mixing this song. Craig.
What is Shine On You Crazy Diamond?
Correct. Craig, next category.
Let's go with people that hang out with musicians for 300.
The Go-Go's. Oh, man. Joe.
Oh, and I typed it, and now I can't remember.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, I can't remember her name. I just went blank as soon as I hit enter.
Craig.
Who is Gina Shock?
Correct.
Yes, damn it.
Next category, Craig.
Let's go with people that hang out with musicians for 400.
Huey Lewis and the News.
This guy.
That guy. I know every one of you can picture him.
I can picture him. I don't know his damn name.
Sad thing is he looks just like my brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd he do with the ladies?
Not well.
About as well as the drummer did.
Oh, boy.
And I should know this, too.
The correct answer is Bill Gibson.
Ah, yes. Is he related to Debbie? That's anyway.
No, she has three sisters. People that hang out with musicians for 500.
ZZ Top. Joe.
Rusty Beard.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm half right.
Ah. Craig.
Who is Frank Beard?
Frank Beard, yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Craig, next category.
People that hang out with musicians for 600.
Big Star. Joe.
Jody Stevens.
Correct. Next category, Joe.
Let's round out people that hang out with musicians for 700.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Randy.
Who is Chad Smith, i.e. Will Ferrell?
Correct. I would have also accepted Will Ferrell. Randy, next category.
I was just so excited I knew one. Pop Divas for 700.
Going all the way. Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Randy.
Who is Samantha Fox?
Correct.
Jesus.
Pop Divas for 600.
Mad About You. Randy.
Who is Belinda Carlisle?
Correct.
Pop Divas 500. Oh, boy, here we go.
You're getting all the daily doubles.
Daily double.
I'm obviously conservative with my portfolio. I'm just going to keep it at the 500.
Okay, for 500.
I got it.
Yes, Randy, your answer.
One of my all-time favorite guilty pleasures, and this is Pebbles with Mercedes Boy.
Correct, for 500. And final category, Pop Divas for 400, The Lover in Me. Randy.
Who is Stacey Ladisaw?
No, and I – who is Stacey Ladisaw? But no.
Eric!
Anybody else?
I figured it out. I can't answer, though.
No.
The correct answer is, who is Sheena Easton?
That's right.
Interestingly enough, this song reached number 2. It was held off by a little song called Lost in Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson.
That's why I didn't retain it.
I thought you were going to say it was held off by Stacey Ladislaw.
What did she do? She did a duet with somebody, yeah?
I don't remember the song, but I thought it was The Lover in Me.
Ooh.
I really don't remember that name at all.
Yeah, I know the name.
She was, I want to say she was at Motown in the 80s.
Yeah, I feel like she had a song in a soundtrack or something.
So in summary, the scores for the first round, we have Randy in the lead with 4,100, Craig in second place with 2,800, and Joe in third with 1,200. Joe, didn't you get like a couple of those $700 questions? How'd you end up back down at 12?
I got one wrong. So that's Russell I forgot.
He's still trying to figure out how he said rusty beard, I think.
I know. Yes, I am. I'm still kicking myself for that one.
I'm upset that I didn't know Paul Abdul videos as well as I thought.
I'm trying to think about who he was in Forever Your Girl. But
yeah, I confuse him with Keanu Reeves.
Was he the one that she was tap dancing around, I think?
He was the one at the desk breaking the pencil frustratingly.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Which you probably didn't remember until I said it, and now you're like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I definitely remember it now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Randy, you're in the lead. You have control of the board.
Sweet.
I will say this before we continue. Oh, you know, I have to do the categories. I specifically avoided Kiss only categories in the previous games.
I appreciate it.
We had more Kiss guys, so I always had a Kiss category for each game, but this one we do not.
I would have done it right now.
That would have given Craig a tremendous advantage.
Well, right. Listen, Randy, if you're the Pods and Sods fan, you say you are. You should know a shitload about me.
Let's
you
just
know,
say,
as much as me and Eric.
Let's just say I listened to the non-Kiss episodes.
There you go. So, categories for the second round. We have 80s metal, famous album covers, opening lines, what the folk, F-O-L-K, world songs, world in quotes, and pop puri.
Let's try, let's see pop puri for 500.
Pop puri for 500.
Oh, man. What is my... It's like I know this or something.
I know.
Audio daily double.
Let's try 1,000.
Yes, you can wager up to 700.
Let's do that. 700. Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like this is cheating because when I was on BJ's show, Rock and or Roll, he actually Rickrolled me and Dan. that is Rick Astley.
That's correct.
There you go.
For 700.
And a little cross promotion for BJ. Let's go with Pop Puri for 600.
Pop Puri for 6. This, his solo debut, reached number one and won the Grammy for Album of the Year in 1989 for George Michael. Randy.
What is Faith?
Correct.
And now here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you suffering from hearing loss? When people are talking to you, does everyone sound like this? Then you should try the new Def Leppard radar phone with hearing enhancements. With Def Leppard radar phones, you'll be living like a lover in no time. And we're not fooling.
Next category, Randy.
Potpourri 700.
Potpourri for 700. This Corey Hart single reached number 3 in the U.S. and actually charted higher than his Sunglasses at Night, which reached 7. Randy.
What is Never Surrender?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Potpourri for 400.
This Scottish band reached number 1 with their hit Don't You Forget About Me in the summer of 1985. Craig.
Who are Simple Minds.
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Do Potpourri for 300.
This top 10 hit by Information Society features samples of both Leonard Nimoy and DeForest Kelly. Randy.
Tell me what... I don't. Hopefully, I phrase this right. Tell me what's on your mind by Information Society.
That's correct.
I say Pure Energy. I don't know if that's in the title, but there you go.
Yeah, what's on your mind? Parenthetical Pure Energy.
There you go. Let's get rid of Potpourri for 200.
This Norwegian trio scored a number one hit with in 1984 with Take On Me. Randy.
Who is Aha?
Correct. Next category, like, Randy.
Can we keep going with Potpourri? What is 80s metal for 200?
80s metal. I like that you form the answer in a form of a question when you're doing the category.
I'm in the flow, Eric. I'm just into this, man.
80s metal for 200. The album covers for this band's first two releases feature actress model Tawny Kitaen. Craig.
Who are Rat?
Correct.
Double T.
Craig.
Could I have famous album covers for 200?
The Fab Four, Walking Across the Street. Joe.
Who are the Beatles? Abbey Road?
Correct. You can just give me the album.
Yeah. Okay, the album. I'm going to go back to 80s metal for 300.
This band's iconic lead singer, Kevin Dubrow, passed away in 2007. Joe.
Who is Quiet Riot?
Correct. Next category, Joe.
Let's jump way ahead to 80s metal for 700.
80s metal for 7. This Enigma-signed band featured at various times Robert Sarzo, Doug Aldrich, and the current singer of Foreigner, Kelly Hansen. Joe.
Who is Hurricane?
Correct.
Wow.
Next category, Joe.
80s metal for 600.
With the passing of drummer AJ Perro in 2015, Twisted Sister has utilized this prog drummer during recent performances. Joe.
Who is Mike Portnoy?
Correct. Next category, Joe.
I'm going to stick with 80s metal for 500.
This four-piece became a power trio when keyboardist Paul Taylor left prior to 1993's Pull. Joe.
Who is Winger?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
We know what Joe listens to.
Yeah, I was going to say.
let's clean up 80s metal for 400.
This guitar virtuoso was both a member of David Lee Roth's solo band and of Whitesnake. Randy.
Who is Stevie Vai? Steve Vai.
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Let's go with World Songs for 200.
Tears for Fears told us this in 1985. Randy.
What is Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Let's see what the folk is all about it with 200.
This folk legend wrote the classic If I Had a Hammer and passed away in 2014 at the age of 94. Randy.
Who is Pete Seeger?
Correct.
Let's see what opening lines is like at 200.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. Craig.
Oh, yeah, duh.
What is Once in a Lifetime?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Could I have opening lines for 300?
You could. Guess who just got back today? Joe.
What is The Boys Are Back in Town?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Next category, Joe.
Let's stick with opening lines for 400.
I get up and nothing gets me down. Randy.
What is Jump?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
What the folk for 300?
This Canadian baritone collected his greatest hits in a double platinum pot of Gord's Gold. Randy.
I've actually seen this guy live at the Ryman in Nashville. Who is Gordon Lightfoot?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Let's do World Songs for 300, Eric.
The parenthetical for Journey's Separate Ways. Craig.
What is Worlds Apart?
Correct. And that's two times I use the word parenthetical in this episode.
you're really overusing it, Eric. I don't know.
Next category, Craig.
Let's do opening lines for 700.
Opening lines for 7. Picture yourself in a boat on a river. Joe.
What is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Next category, Joe.
Let's go back to World Songs for 400.
World Songs for 4. The Police reached number 11 in the U.S. with this 1982 hit. Randy.
Number 11, what is... We Are Spirits in the Material World.
Correct.
I didn't want to screw up the phrasing. How about What the Folk for 400?
What the Folk for 4? The Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, boy.
Craig.
What is Yarrow?
Correct. Yarrow. Peter Yarrow.
Oh, wow.
Next category, Craig.
Famous album covers for 700.
Mick Fleetwood's Got Dangly Balls. Craig.
What is Rumors?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Opening lines for 600.
Opening lines for 6. Hello? Is there anybody in there? Joe.
What is Comfortably Numb?
Correct.
Yeah.
Next category, Joe.
Let's finish off opening lines for 500.
Opening lines for 500. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Craig.
What is Don't Stop Believin'?
Correct.
Just.
What is Don't Stop Believin'?
I was laughing too hard to hit enter.
Next category, Craig.
Famous album covers for 600, please.
Paul Simon and smashing his bass while on stage at New York City's Palladium. Joe.
What is London Calling?
Correct. Next category, Joe.
Famous album covers for 500.
Some Dude Holding Janet Jackson's Titty Balls. Randy.
What is Janet?
Correct.
I like Titty Ball.
Somebody get a screenshot of that.
How about What the Folk for 500?
His song, The Times They Are A-Changin', sits at number 59 of Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Joe.
Who is Bob Dylan?
Correct. Joe.
Let's go back to Famous Album Covers for 400.
Famous Album Covers for 400. None More Black. Joe.
Who is Spinal Tap? Or This is Spinal Tap?
Correct. I also would have accepted Smell the Glove.
Oh, Smell the Glove.
Let's round out Famous Album Covers for 300.
Famous Album Covers for... Devil Angus, horns blazing and tail in hand, band behind him with Bond laughing to his left. I think that was Craig.
What is Highway to Hell?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's do World Songs for 500.
Nirvana covered this David Bowie song during their MTV Unplugged performance. Joe.
I keep choking here. What is The Man Who Sold the World? Sorry.
Correct. Please reserve your choking till after the episode. Next category, Joe.
Let's go with World Songs for 600.
Songs for 6. An Audio Daily.
You got one.
How much would you like to wager?
Let's say 500.
500. Did you hear that all right?
Yeah, I didn't. I have absolutely no idea.
The answer was, Is This the World We Created by Queen?
Oh. See, I wouldn't have got that either, so I'm glad I didn't get it.
Next category, Joe.
Let's finish off World Songs for 700. Why not?
World Songs for 700. Lisa Stansfield scored a huge international hit with this song in 1989. Randy.
What has been around the world? Nah, 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 and I can't find my baby. I don't know, and I don't know why. Around the world. What is around the world?
There was your Audio Daily Double right there.
It's, I'll accept that. It's All Around the World. That's good. Next category, Randy.
What the Folk for 600.
Her song at 17 reached number 3 in 1975 when she was 24. Joe.
Who is Joan Baez?
No. So sorry.
I know.
Randy.
Who is Janis Ian?
Oh, correct. Yes. Damn it.
Correct. Last category, Randy, is What the Folk for 700.
Yep.
His cover of Tom Waits' Way Down in the Hole served as the theme song for season 5 of The Wire, a show he also starred on as a character named Waylon.
Wow. Blanks. Blank stare.
Nobody? Are you busy choking, Joe? Or?
I am, yes.
That's a blank stare. I know the song, but I don't know who does it.
The answer is Steve Earle.
Ah, that makes
Steve
sense.
Steve Earle was on The Wire. So that concludes our second board. So let's pull up the final Jeopardy. So the scores as we go into final Jeopardy, Randy in the lead with 10,400. Craig in second. Oh, excuse me. Joe in second place with 6,000. And Craig in third with 5,900. So, gentlemen, what we're going to do is I'm going to show you the category. You're going to privately send me your wager. And then I'm going to show you the question or the answer. And then you're going to send me your answer or question privately. Good?
Good.
Okay.
Great. So I'm going to share my screen, and then I'm going to announce what the final Jeopardy category is as soon as I figure out how to do that again.
Saturday Night Live.
So the final Jeopardy category is Saturday Night Live. Gentlemen, place your wagers. So I got a wager from Randy, I got one from Craig, and I got one from Joe. All right, so the final Jeopardy answer, remember, please write your responses into a private message to me. This classic rock song served as the backdrop for SNL's classic More Cowbell sketch. So, Craig, you were in third place. How much did you wager?
I wagered $5,900.
A bold wager. You bet it all. Yeah. And your response was?
What is Don't Fear the Reaper?
That is correct. That brings your total to, what, $11,800.
Thank you. He's right on my tail now. Actually, I'm behind him now.
In second place, we had Joe with 6,000. Joe, how much did you wager?
Oh, I only wagered 1,000. I should have gone all in.
1,000. And you replied with?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Correct. So that brings your total to 7,000. Randy was in first place. How much did you wager, Randy?
I was so conservative. I wagered $2,000.
Randy wagered 2,000. And your final response?
It was Don't Fear the Reaper.
Correct. Excellent. Everyone got it correct. So that brings your total to 12,400, which makes you the winner.
Oh, yeah. I held you off, Craig. I held you off.
By the way, the question just popped up on my screen.
Well, Stacy Ladisaw didn't screw me over, so I'm glad about that.
Nice. So final scores, Randy, 12,400. Craig, 11,800. Joe, 7,000.
So do I get like a headband autograph by Craig or something as a prize?
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
What do I get from Dandy for just being an overall great guy and a supporter?
Oh, what would you like? I mean, we got signed pictures of Handsome Dan.
I'll take one of those.
There you go. Yeah, shoot me your address, and you know I'm a big enough of a sarcastic guy to do that.
All right.
So there.
By the way, Stacy Ladisaw performed "I Found Love on a Two-Way Street."
Oh, that's the song. That's the one. I know that song.
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
Perhaps.
Nice.
Very good.
So we want to thank BJ for keeping score, of course, right? Hey, BJ.
You did the Lord's work today, BJ. Thank you.
Thank you, BJ.
And he's going to be editing this nightmare, so
that'll be even more fun.
And we should thank our gracious host, Mr. Ken Pardo, as well. Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
And many, many, many thanks to Mr. Eric Miller for all of his hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Very much. Way to go, Eric. This was this was a very fun game to listen to.
It was a close game.
So let's go around the board again and just Randy, tell us a bit about where we can find that dandy classic Randy Handsome Dan Music Hour.
Well, if you go onto the Google, or if you go to iTunes or Stitcher, and you type in Dandy Classic Music, we should pop right up. And coming up, we're going to have our 50th episode. It's going to be Radiohead, which I'm sure Craig will love for OK Computer.
I'll be there.
I don't know when this is hitting the streets, but we also got Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms coming up, as well as The Doors' debut album. So look for that.
Great.
And, thanks for having me, seriously.
Thank you, Randy. Yeah.
Craig, where can we find the Pods and or the Sods?
You can find Pods and Sods as that entity or any one of our side projects at podsodcast.blogspot.com. There are group and solo episodes and lots of stuff to be found there. Also on the iTunes, Facebook, and Podomatic.
Sweet. And Joe, where can we find Sit and Spin?
You can find me at Sit and Spin with Joe on Facebook and soon to be also on YouTube, probably by the time this airs, because my next show is actually going to be my 100th episode.
Excellent.
With some special guests, including some people that might be here. And I'll be reviewing the new album From Failure as part of that show, and upcoming reviews on the new albums by the Winery Dogs, Collective Soul, and a host of other people too.
So. Great. Very cool. Joe, did I see on Facebook that you're a soon-to-be expecting daddy?
Yes, a little less than 2.5 weeks.
Congratulations. Whoa.
First child.
Is it your first one?
It is.
That's going to be you're going to be glad you did this now, because you're not going to get a lot of sleep, man.
Yeah, I'm already at the not a lot of sleep part. So.
First child, last podcast episode.
Maybe so.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Great.
Congratulations. 9 years in the making, so it's been a long struggle, and finally there.
Nicely
Very
done.
Nice.
And
Very
it's
nice.
It's going to be a boy, so.
Awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Cheers.
Cast out all your rock and roll knowledge.
Oh, yes. He will inherit a large music collection.
Amen.
Nice. We should also say that I think, BJ, the intention was that the winner of this round would go on to face the winner of the previous two rounds.
Yes.
Correct. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so
sign me
the
up.
Final game is me, Ryan McKay, and Randy Hall.
Ooh. Oh, sound like Tron now.
That is some tough competition.
So stay tuned for that, the Battle of the Podcast All-Stars, All-Stars.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. My 3-year-old just walked in, so you got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, I'll see you on the flip-flop. Talk to you
later,
y'all.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Randy.
Until next time, world, keep on listening to those podcasts. I'm your announcer, Ken Pardo, for Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
Well, that episode's over. What do you got planned? That's cool. We got a 3-way happening in our house. Yeah. Two chicks, two dudes, doesn't matter. It all works out. The number's always 3 in the end. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's okay, buddy.